HarperCollins and Harper Audio present The Save of My Life by Corey Hirsch with Sean Conboy. Read by Rex Anderson. I'm about to drive my car off this cliff. I am going to end my life. I am past the point of thinking about it. It's done. I don't even have the energy to ask why anymore. There's only how. How can I make this pain go away? How can I escape from the prison of my own mind? How can I stop these ceaseless thoughts? This bottomless, bottomless, bottomless darkness. This infinite loop, 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 that is my broken brain. I don't want to actually die. Not really. Not rationally. Not if I had a choice to live a normal life. But at this point, I can't stop the thoughts. They won't negotiate with me. They don't respond to my tears or my begging. They don't listen to me. They just scream at me. They will not, 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 will not stop. They tell me, you are a monster. You are worthless. You are broken. You are sick. Sick, 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 sick. I just want to be at peace. I want it more than life itself. So, I am about to drive my car off this cliff at 140 miles an hour. It makes no sense at all from the outside. On paper, my life is about as perfect as you could ever ask for. I'm living all my wildest dreams. You see, all I ever wanted to be, ever since I was a little kid, was a goalie. The exact moment I saw Jerry Cheevers wearing that iconic fiberglass mask on Hockey Night in Canada. You know the one, with the little black stitches painted all over it. I just knew. That's it. I know what I want to do with my life. I want to be the guy behind that mask. Well, somehow, some way, I actually became that guy. I became that one-in-a-million Canadian story. In February, I backstopped an underdog Team Canada to an improbable silver medal at the 94 Olympics in Lillehammer. When we got back home, I was treated like a small-time hero. Then, in June, I got called up to be the third-string emergency goalie for the New York Rangers during their iconic run, and I drank champagne out of the Stanley Cup. I got to live out my wildest childhood dreams next to guys like Mark Messier and Brian Leetch, in the greatest city in the fucking world. Can you imagine anything better? And it meant nothing to me. Less than nothing. I didn't even stay for the legendary ticker tape parade through Manhattan. I immediately got on a plane in a cold sweat and went back home to Canada so that I could be alone with my unrelenting, endless, endless, endless thoughts. And that's how I got here. It's past midnight, and I'm standing on the edge of this cliff in Kamloops, British Columbia, looking out over the horizon. And nothing exists. None of those good things happened to me. None of those accomplishments. None of the warm memories or the road trips or the times I almost pissed my pants laughing. They're vapor, man. They're gone. The only thing that exists in the entire universe is the recurring loop in my brain. The thoughts, on repeat, full volume, all day, every second, every nanosecond. No break. Darkness, 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 darkness. I look out over the horizon in front of me. So much endless Canadian horizon. And as I stare blankly into the colorless sky, I am completely calm. I don't think of my family. I don't think of my girlfriend. I don't think of hockey. I don't think of anything, to be honest. I am empty. I get in my car. It's a 1990 Plymouth Laser with a turbo engine. Not a Ferrari, but it can fly. I turn the ignition. I rev the engine. I back up about a mile so I can get some speed. The roads are so familiar. I've been down them hundreds of times while playing junior hockey for the Kamloops Blazers. Back in the good old days, when my brain wasn't broken. Back when things made sense.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?